You are watching a special Combine edition of the Cleveland Browns Report, driven by Liberty Ford.
Hello and welcome to a Combine edition of the Cleveland Browns Report, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm Jameer Howerton, joined by Browns staff writer Matt Filijanczyk. Matt, it's that time of the year again. The NFL Scouting Combine is here.
Yes, Jameer, the top 300 draft-eligible players will descend upon Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, Indiana, for the NFL Scouting Combine. They will be interviewed by both the media and members of the front office and coaches from each of the 32 teams that put in a request to talk to them. They'll also have a chance to show their on-field skills with drills such as the 40-yard dash, the broad jump, the long jump, and also position-specific drills, in addition to getting medically evaluated to see if they have any potential hangups at the professional level.
Now, Matt, you just returned from the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. How does this differ?
When you look at it, the first thing that jumps out is obviously the Senior Bowl is only for those who have graduated or will graduate in the coming months, whereas the Combine invites all players who are eligible for the draft, the top 300 of those players, come to Indianapolis, go through the process. And really, the Senior Bowl is more of a football environment. These guys are getting coached by NFL coaches, going through NFL drills on the field. Their coaches and scouts are able to see what they can do in full pads, whereas at the Combine, they're in shorts and t-shirts doing these drills, a lot less football-specific stuff and more just general athletic stuff before they get into the position breakdowns. And it's a lot more formal in the interview process. You have 15 minutes to make your case with the NFL teams that want to take you or want to look at you at least, and you have that time to give them every reason in the world to draft you or not to.
And Matt will be there every step of the way, starting Thursday with continuing coverage through Sunday with daily reports, press conferences, and written articles right here on ClevelandBrowns.com. And Cleveland Browns Daily will also be broadcasting live on Thursday and Friday. Earlier this week on Cleveland Browns Daily, Vic Carucci had the opportunity to catch up with Doug Deacon to talk about his thoughts on this year's Combine.
Doug, as we also look at how teams will be approaching this at draft and the positions that usually drive other positions down are the quarterbacks. I don't know that we're going to see a first-round pick at that spot. Can this combine maybe serve to change that?
I'm not sure if it can. I think, you know, if you overreach, and I would say if you're going to have a first-round quarterback taken, it's not going to be past, you know, be past 20. I mean, this doesn't seem to be a high draft for him. So, you know, yeah, you might catch somebody's eye, but I still get back. You know, it's a combination and how you weigh it of, you know, what they did in games and, you know, their ability on pro day or on the combine. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think, you know, you got to weigh the games heavier because that's, you know, how a guy thinks on his feet, how he, you know, competes. And there's a lot of things I think can be questioned with watching game tapes.
Can the offensive line, would this be another spot, and I know your natural instincts would take you there when you're watching the combine coverage. I know that'll be on NFL Network. How set do you think this team should feel with its O-line?
Well, I think obviously the starting offensive line is pretty functional. I think the depth, you know, question of it is something you have to be concerned at. You know, you've got guys that have, you know, not missed snaps for 5 or 6 years, and you always got to look to that. And I think, you know, a good football team, you always develop somebody. You got that one or two guys that, you know, be a practice player or whatever that, you know, works in there. And, you know, sometimes you can take a tackle and draft him and put him at guard just so he can get some experience early and then, you know, move him out as his career goes on. And, you know, we're obviously pretty well set at tackle right now, but, you know, you always look for that swing tackle.
Yeah, and as we're talking about this, and I'm thinking about sitting in those stands at the combine, observing what's going on. You look at certainly North Turner talking about some of the offensive players, the quarterbacks, and other people we talked about. But Ray Horton on the defensive side, I'd have to say North Turner and Ray Horton will have a lot of say as to at least the type of player that this team targets in the draft.
Well, I think that's important. I mean, you know, if you want somebody that's going to fit into your system or do the things that you want to do, what you see on tape might be different than, you know, what a personnel guy sees, where, you know, he might see speed, he might see, you know, strength, where the other guy sees that, you know, something that he's seen with somebody else that's, you know, worked out for him.
Matt, this year's Combine should be a lot of fun. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jameer.
And Browns fans, thanks for joining us here on the Cleveland Browns Report. Don't forget to check back to ClevelandBrowns.com for full coverage of the 2013 NFL Scouting Combine.